You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Election laws, abortion rights, and the role of public sector unions were among the hot-button topics the two candidates vying for a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court argued over during Wednesday night's debate. Here's Lisa Hale with more.
And Circuit Court judges Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel discussed a wide range of issues, from abortion rights, redistricting, the state's voter ID law, and the future of collective bargaining rights for public workers. The exchanges were sometimes heated. At one point, Schimmel said Crawford was lying about his past actions involving a case. Later, Crawford disputed one of Schimmel's allegations about her donors, saying he had a, quote, very active imagination. At stake in this election is the court's ideological balance, which currently leans towards the liberal majority. This is important as a number of impactful cases might be on the docket in the coming months. The two candidates will face off in the April 1st election.
And over 880 scientists at NOAA have been fired under the administration of President Donald Trump. And more than 200 people in the National Weather Service have also been let go. On top of that, another 500 people accepted an offer to resign early, helping ease the firings being held above their co-workers. Current employees say NOAA and the NWS were already understaffed and working long hours. And it's affecting us right here in Wisconsin. We have offices in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Green Bay. The NWS in Duluth and also Minneapolis service our Northwoods. And with severe weather right around the corner, they fear that forecasting tornadoes may become a problem, especially in an outbreak with multiple warnings happening at the same time. With the staffing shortages, offices nearby will help understaffed sites track tornadoes and issue warnings. But the disruption may result in delays. And we know time is precious in those situations, and with less eyes on it, means more risks for residents. Currently, the National Weather Service strives for a 13-minute lead time from the warning issued to the storm impacting your location. An Illinois man will spend more than a decade behind bars for supplying a Marathon County drug trafficking organization. 43-year-old Edwin Lewis of Park Forest was sentenced to 12 years in federal prison. Charges include conspiring to possess and distribute cocaine and 500 grams or more of methamphetamine, also for possessing with intent to distribute. The term will be followed by 5 years of supervised release. Lewis pled guilty in December. At sentencing, the judge said Lewis was a key member of this large drug trafficking operation. The judge also noted Lewis had already served a federal prison sentence for cocaine trafficking. And a bipartisan parking garage proposal could mean changes statewide. Stuart J. Waddles tells us more.
New rules are being proposed in response to the parking garage collapse back in 2023 at Bayshore Mall. A group of representatives in Madison have proposed bipartisan legislation requiring parking garages in Wisconsin to undergo inspections every 5 years. The proposed bill seeks to address a gap in state law that lacks post-construction inspection mandates for parking structures. Lawmakers emphasize the urgency of the measure to prevent future tragedies.
And severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth. It set up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. These storms last year left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles and shattered windows. And now, Mother Nature might be back for more. Tomorrow, temperatures will soar to the low 70s. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up a strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely. If you want to attend the NFL draft in April, you may want to get your tickets right now. Some enhanced experience packages are already selling out. Lisa Hale reports.
The NFL Draft 2025, coming to Green Bay in April, is free to attend, but people wanting to enhance their experience can purchase ticket packages that include special reserved seating, special access, and even refreshments, private bathrooms, and gifts. Ticketed packages that involve all 3 days of the draft, an elite package including transportation, and day two packages have all sold out. There are still tickets available for opening day and day three. NFL fans who wish to attend for free can do so using the NFL's OnePass app.
We now know how a snowy owl that was found in New Glarus died. Early last month, a DNR conservation warden collected the bird and submitted it to the National Wildlife Health Center in Madison for diagnostic testing. The results? Intestinal worms, which is common in birds of prey. They also tested it for the bird flu, which came back negative. The owl's location drew in dozens of visitors, and the DNR worried it might hurt their health. Despite no indication that human disturbance was involved in the owl's death, this case highlights that looks can be deceiving. For most of the bird's stay, the owl seemed to be doing just fine, with many stories of it being active and catching prey, and it did not appear to be starving. Yet, it was, for at least the final stages of its life, trying to conserve its limited energy. Survival for wild animals is a challenge. Disease, predators, injury, weather, unfamiliar territory, and inexperience are all natural factors that can lead to death. And a total lunar eclipse is happening tonight, at midnight to around 3 a.m. This is when the moon will pass through the Earth's shadow, painting it a red hue, which is why it's called the Blood Moon. And this hasn't happened since November of 2022, and it won't happen again until March 3rd of next year. Madison City Clerk has been placed on leave just weeks before the spring election. Savannah Tomei Olson has the story.
Mary Beth Witzel Bell has been at the center of the uncounted ballots case when nearly 200 absentee ballots were found after the November election. City staff say the clerk's office didn't notify anyone until weeks later. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is investigating. Commission Chair Ann Jacobs when they discussed it last week.
They find a sealed bag of ballots on November 12th. They don't open it even until November 13th and then close it back up, and they don't do anything with it until November 26th. What on earth is going on for 2 weeks? And we don't know the answer to that.
Meanwhile, the city is doing its own investigation under the umbrella of the mayor's office. And because of what they found in that investigation, Witzel Bell is now on paid administrative leave. Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway says, quote, "Given the nature of the issues being investigated, we felt this was a necessary step to maintain public confidence in the operations of our clerk's office," end quote. Madison City Attorney will now act as the interim city clerk, and the mayor's office will allocate extra staff to make sure every vote is counted April 1st.
And Republican proposed legislation that would require sheriffs to help immigration authorities passed the State Assembly Public Safety Committee on Tuesday. The proposal would require sheriffs to verify the citizenship of anybody arrested for a felony. And if they're unable to verify, they're then legally required to report it to the Department of Homeland Security. The legislation will now get a full vote in the Assembly, but Governor Tony Evers has already promised to veto the bill if it reaches his desk. And don't forget, the annual three-day event, the Wisconsin Muskie Expo, is taking place this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Packer players moving on. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL Free Agency. Two Packer players have signed with other teams. Center Josh Myers, a one-year contract with the Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon joins the Eagles, also a one-year deal. Men's college basketball, the Badgers taking on Northwestern today in the Big Ten tournament. Marquette against Xavier in the Big East tourney. In Madison, Sarah Williams says she's entering a transfer portal after 3 years on the Wisconsin women's basketball team. NBA Bucks basketball tonight. They host the LA Lakers. And Shaquille O'Neal had this to say about former Bucks player and business mentor Junior Bridgman, who died on Tuesday.
Yeah, this one really hit hard for me. They always tell us stories about how 75% of athletes 0 to 5 years after they're done playing go broke. You know, a lot of people don't know this, but I've patterned my whole business acumen after Junior Bridgman. This one hurts a lot.
That's Shaquille O'Neal with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. All right, all right, all right. Matthew McConaughey is back after a 6-year hiatus. The star of Dazed and Confused and True Detective returns to the big screen in The Rivals of Amzia King. During his hiatus, McConaughey wrote a book, spent time with his family, and stayed fresh by doing voice work in films like Sing 2. McConaughey's memoir, Green Lights, is now available. Will the new Jurassic Park be rated R? As a fan of dinosaurs and thrillers, I really hoped so, but seriously doubt it. Fans are speculating based on the new trailer and how dark it seems, and the fact that the franchise introduces a new, especially scary monster called the D-Rex. Social media users seemed excited at the idea of an R-rated, truly freaky Jurassic Park. Unfortunately, according to the experts, studios will most likely not want to give up those under-17 profits. Eric Stone Street is expanding his acting talents. The hilarious and Emmy-winning Stone Street, who played Cam on Modern Family for 9 seasons, has agreed to a role on Dexter. Stone Street will play Dexter's estranged brother, who he was separated from at a young age. You can catch Eric Stone Street on Dexter Sunday nights on Showtime. Hate speech and toxic social media users had to take a powder this past Monday when Twitter, also referred to as X, experienced outages, leaving anonymous users and bots with nowhere to spew their disinformation. Angry young men who hide behind avatars and fake screen IDs probably experienced calm for the first time in the last few years. Better a Twitter malfunction than a Cybertruck. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are tracking a spring storm system that could bring thunderstorms, rain, and eventually some snow tomorrow night through Sunday. Today, though, partly cloudy. We'll get to 62, 41 tonight. Partly to mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-60s tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.